The Obama administration, in their efforts to empty out the prison at Guantanamo, made all kinds of deals with all kinds of countries to accept prisoners. And he convinced Canada to take Omar Khadr after a military tribunal. He made a secret deal that he would get 8 years or less, depending on what the military tribunal did. So he said, you can get the military tribunal or 8 years, whichever is less. And so he jumped on that. The military tribunal sentenced him to 45 years. And after that verdict was read, then the politician stepped in and said, we've made a deal, and he's only going to serve 8 years, and it will be in Canada. And so that's how he's gotten to Canada, and that's how he's gotten paroled.
But that wasn't 8 years ago, correct?
It was not 8 years ago, and that's one of the difficulties is holding a judge to a treaty. And this judge in Canada of the appeasement mentality seems to think that it'll be a good idea to let Omar out, and he won't be any further problems.
What specific plans did he have? What makes this man as dangerous as he is?
Well, he was his father, Omar Khadr, and his father, Ahmed Carter, they're known as the first family of terrorism in Canada. His father was the finance guy for bin Laden. So we were tracking him in Afghanistan. That's how we ended up with Omar. And so this family has a long history of terrorism, going back 30 years.
And you were injured arresting him in Afghanistan. Is that accurate?
That's right. I didn't arrest him. I went to his compound to investigate, and he and the five or six other guys in that compound wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, so they started a firefight, which ended up killing everybody in there. Omar Khadr was gravely wounded in that firefight. In fact, he killed our first medic. Our other medic saved his life. He would have bled out in just a couple of minutes if we hadn't stepped in and patched him up.
Now, the fact that he's been released, what goes through you? I mean, you were injured in basically getting him.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he has been released, what kind of concerns do you got? I got to imagine there's got to be some heavy concerns that you're looking at right now.
You know, I'm pretty well prepared, so I can't say I'm concerned. I'm sure he's going to be heavily monitored, and I should get plenty of notice if he suddenly decides that he's got old scores to settle.
So no concerns?
You just can't go through life being concerned. As I said, I'm prepared to defend myself and my family, and I think I can do that. And I'm not going to lose any sleep over Omar Khadr. I haven't lost any sleep over Omar Khadr for the last 12, 13 years. And I'm not going to lose any more sleep over it.